If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com, where we say stay well. But one of the things we also say is you get to take control of your health. Obviously, if genes affect you before the age of 25, they often take you where they want you to go. But after the age of 25, whether you're at the top of your curve or not, is to a large degree your choice. Today we have something that's really special and unusual in what we've done, and unusual in a book. The book is Easy to Love but Hard to Live With, Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories, edited by Tricia Blevin-Chazanoff and Lisa Davis. Lisa Davis is a mom to an amazing 9-year-old daughter, and we'll talk to her about what her daughter taught her. She's also a wife, dog owner, and radio show creator, host and producer of a number of health shows, including It's Your Health on NPR and Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. So she is part of the Radio MD Stay Well family. Tricia Blevin-Chazanoff is a former neuroscientist turned freelance writer with a passion for understanding how the brain functions. She lives in southern Florida with her patient husband, old soul son, and spunky daughter. So, Tricia, I've got to ask you, what do you mean by old soul son?
He actually, what was not included in that bio was that he deals with Asperger's syndrome, which is actually does not exist as a diagnosis anymore, and has been taken up under the high-functioning autism umbrella. And he's 12 and a half years old, and he's going on about 70. And he doesn't always move through the world in a way that a typical 12 and a half year old boy would move through the world. And sometimes that creates problems for him. The plus side to so many of his struggles is that he does have an old soul view of the world. He understands things and makes connections between things and ideas that people who are far older than he is still struggle to do.
And this book is a series of essays, it's really about the power of stories. And what was impressive was that you quote the statistic, which is true, of course, is that 25%+ of adults are struggling with mental illness or some form of chronic mental, what you would call difference in function. Now, you wrote, and one of the amazing stories, in fact, the first story that leads it off, is a story, actually it's not the first story, it's called Traffic Lights, that you wrote. And yeah. I assume that's a story, first of all, how did you get the material for it? And who is that about?
Well, Traffic Lights is actually my story.
So that's what I thought, but I wanted you to bring it. So this is a series of stories, and you had a disorder of what type?
I still have a disorder. I have obsessive-compulsive disorder that started in earnest when I was 11 years old, and I suffered and struggled and lived in silence and in shame about that disorder until I was in my early 30s. And that was one of the big motivations. Lisa and I both had our own special motivations for creating this book. For me, those years that I spent in silence and in shame were my motivation for writing this book.
Well, I should tell the audience that it's almost a compelling rapid-fire set of essays. You start reading, and if you're like I am, and I try and read the books before I interview the authors, you get to this, and it is, how do I call it? It is so rapid fire and so wonderfully different than all the health books I get to see that it is, and it's a fascinating story. Obviously, you live in a different world than you did then. And so this, the book has a lot of what I would call positive outcomes, or how people are controlling their conditions now as part of that. So tell me how you, what's happened now. Obviously, life, you write, life is better today.
Yes. Go ahead. And I think that, you know, my story is very typical of a lot of the stories in the book. And I'm fine today, and I still struggle with anxiety.
Well, let me correct that, because your story is not typical. They're all different stories, so they aren't one pattern of disease. They're
correct.
A huge different, if you will, smorgasbord or buffet of diseases, and each one is written with a different tone. And your story, is, as I started reading it, out loud to Bridget, who's the co-host here, and I was reading, and it was it was almost like I had to read it at double speed, because it was, read so quickly and so intensely, and that's, these stories are intense.
Well, and I think what I meant by my story being typical is that, you know, we know that mental illness and neurological disorders are out there in the world. We know this. People don't talk about them. People talk about them when something dramatic happens, when there's a crime or suicide or some big kind of newsworthy event. What we don't hear and what we don't talk about are the stories like these stories in the book, these stories of people who could be your neighbor, could be your teacher, could be your bus driver, it could be the guy at the grocery store, could be your doctor, it could be your dentist, could be anybody, who are getting up every single day and living with these disorders in the way I was, the way every story, every author who shared their story in this book lived with their disorders, and so they're not stories of, you know, big dramatic crimes or horrible things. For the most part, there are some really horrible pieces, but they're stories of everyday people who are living bravely and doing what they need to do every day despite these disorders.
And how did, and I haven't called enough on Lisa, so let me go and flip to Lisa. I should tell you that the readers that the website for the book is itsyourhealthnetwork.com, itsyourhealthnetwork.com. How were the stories, how were the authors or the essayists chosen? How did you come to get that group of people?
Well, I wanted to do this book, and I originally wanted to write a story about my mother and my daughter and their issues, and I thought, I don't really have enough for a full book, so I reached out on Facebook, and I had known of Tricia and her work, and I messaged her and said, do you want to do this book? We can do a really cool anthology and highlight a lot of different stories and a lot of different people's struggles. And she said yes, and then we went on message boards, and we posted on Facebook, and we posted on Twitter, and we just used the magic of social media, and we got a lot of awesome stories. And it was really exciting to see the variety of stories. And one thing I want to mention as well, Dr. Roizen, is that the book has stories by people who have the issues, but it also has people by loved ones, like me. I have a story about my mother who had sensory processing disorder and my daughter who also has that and some other issues as well. And I think it's interesting to see how it is for people who live with the people, because it, let's be honest, it's challenging. That's why it's easy to love but hard to live with. It's sort of a double meaning. It's hard for the person who has a disorder, and unfortunately it can also be challenging for the people who love them.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some more of the specific essays that I really loved, one of which starts with A Terrible Job, but I'm going to talk to you also about caregiver and caregiver stress in general. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You're listening to Radio MD, RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.